I'm coming from a background as a special educational needs teacher, and I mean, I've taught on the only severe and profound special needs unit in a mainstream school in County Donegal. So you might be able to say that I'm at the coalface of special needs education, and that's given me very valuable insight into the needs that these children and families and young adults have, we'll say, in a wider context, not just in school, but the difficulties they face out in the community. And in fairness, here in Annishone, we have absolutely fantastic organisations like iCare and Cashel na Cór, and they provide a very vital service for those families and young people. But the chunk that's missing, and the missing link, is housing for them, and places where they can live within their own community as they get older and grow older, you know.
And as you mentioned there, we're talking about this now. There's so much awareness of people and children with special educational needs. But moving forward now into the future, there does need to be a focus on ensuring them resources that they are provided with at school and into further education are provided then so they can live independently into the future.
Absolutely. And I mean, I might say that Donegal, and maybe specifically Annishone and even more locally here in Bunclana, we've become a victim of our own success in many ways in the field of special needs and provision of services for those with special needs. And I know a number of families who have moved from elsewhere in Ireland, and indeed one family who came from America to live here because of the provision for children and young adults with special educational needs. So, I mean, we have centres of excellence in a number of our schools here locally in Annishone, and that sort of has led the population with special and additional needs to increase. And within about 10 or 15 years, there is going to be an explosion in terms of the numbers of people who have these intellectual difficulties who need house. So, yeah, it's certainly vitally important.